Yeah, so on the topic, you say the evolution is true. So if I sat a cigarette, if I put a cigarette on a table, will it turn into a hookah later?
I don't answer stupid questions.
No, it's actually a real question.
It's a
That
really stupid
you
question.
believe in evolution, right? How is that a
I
dumb
don't
question?
believe that cigarettes turn into hookahs, do you?
What?
Do you think that evolutionary biologists think that hookahs turn into cigarettes? Because that would also be
Apparently,
incredibly
that's what you
stupid.
believe in, right?
So you're going to tell me what I believe in. That's interesting.
Evolution is true. Do you believe it?
I don't believe that cigarettes turn into hookahs. Only an idiot would believe that.
Don't call yourself that. Anyways, so you say
I
the
know you are,
Bible's
but what
not.
am I?
What made you believe in the Big Bang?
Yeah.
Why did the Big Bang like stop that?
Why'd you change the subject? Oh, he's drowning. He's drowning. Why'd you change the subject?
To what?
To the Big Bang.
Oh, you can't answer. Will a cigarette turn into a hookah if you believe evolution?
That statement is not congruent with the theory of evolution, so your question is invalid.
Oh, sorry.
You
What is
asked a
evolution to
stupid
you?
question.
Do you believe things evolve?
I believe living, well, all kinds of things evolve because it just means to change over time. In this specific case, I think that biological organisms change over time, and over long enough periods of
Oh,
time,
so are we gonna
they
fly
change.
later?
So yeah, I'm almost done. Over long periods of time, they change so much that they become different species over time.
Yes. Oh, I hope you don't say yes. Do you believe that we came from monkeys?
No.
Oh, okay.
No
Oops.
evolutionary biologist thinks that. But the fact that you asked that question means that you think that's what evolution is, just like your
No,
idiotic
I didn't say
cigarette
that.
hookah
I'm
thing.
just asking
So
you a
it
question.
proves
I
to
was
me
just
that you
asking
don't
you a
know
question.
anything about this subject because you can't even
I
ask
never said
good
that was
critical
evolution.
questions
I
about
just
it.
asked you. That was just a simple random question. I didn't say it was evolution.
Do you think that humans come from rocks?
Humans come from God.
Do you think that we come from rocks?
No.
What about wet rocks?
This is the real question is you believe
So
the big.
I literally only want to ask two more questions and then you can ask whatever you want, but
Yeah,
just please
no,
play along.
we don't come from wet rocks.
What if you crushed the rock into little pieces and then made it wet? Could that make a human?
No.
Okay, so the idea of Adam forming from clay, according to you, is impossible. Good, I
Okay, but
agree.
who formed the rock?
Doesn't matter because a human can't come
What do
from
you
crushed
mean?
up
You
wet
can't
rock,
create.
according to you. According to you,
To
humans
create
can't
something,
come
there
from
has to
crushed
be.
up wet rocks.
To create the rock. Okay, for a rock to
Now, we're
exist,
not
it has
talking
to be
about the
created.
creation of the rock. We're talking about can a human come from a crushed up wet rock? You said no. That's what the Genesis
No,
narrative is.
you're
You say
jumping.
that that's not possible.
Who
I
created the
agree.
rock?
Irrelevant.
Oh, it's irrelevant for your benefit to justify your feelings. It's okay, but hey.
Well, no. See, what I got you to do was to admit that what you believe in doesn't make any sense, not
It
according to
does.
me, but
Because if
according to you. And
you can't
now
create
you
the creator, right?
desperately need to get out of this situation. So you ask an irrelevant question like who created the rock, or you're just going to say God can do anything, which means you don't believe in anything that makes any sense, obviously. You just
How do you don't
make these
believe in?
blanket
So
statements.
you'd
I'd
rather
rather believe in
worship.
a naturalistic mechanism than a
No, you'd rather
supernatural
worship the
mechanism that
universe.
requires miracles because I am a logical person, or at least
Yeah,
I try to
so
be.
you'd rather worship the universe instead of worship the
I don't
creator of the
worship
universe.
anything. The idea of bending over to a cosmic dictator to me is reprehensible, but apparently that's what you want. If you want to say, Daddy, to your Sky Santa, then go ahead and be that kind of person. But I'm
Look
not
at
a
the person
weeb for
that's smart.
God.
These are the kind
Apparently
of
you
people that
are.
don't believe in God. Look at you. What are you?
Daddy!
Exactly. Look, you guys. Exactly. Your life, you're gonna watch when you die one day and you see that God is real, you're gonna look back at this TikTok like,
Wow, now you're threatening me. Interesting.
I'm not turning. How? I said when everybody dies one day, right?
Yeah, but you're going to talk about what happens to me afterwards.
Yeah, it's going to be God. It's going to be you. And you're going to be like, oh, you're going to look dumb. And you're going to be happy that
and
you're...
And what makes you think that that's the way things are? What makes you think that a supernatural realm exists and that a cosmic dictator goes around being like, well, this is what I'm going to do with you. This is what I'm going to do. What makes you think there's a guy who has a list and he's going to check it twice and he's going to find out who's naughty or nice? What makes you believe that and think that that makes any sense?
You know what logic is? I'd rather talk to a human being that believes that a God created than to talk to somebody who thinks the Big Bang created the world. That's logic.
What? Okay, so...
I'd rather talk to somebody that believes that God created them instead of somebody who thinks the Big Bang happened. If the Big Bang happened, right? Why did it stop now? Why didn't it keep going? Why can't it still go?
Because the universe is still expanding. We live in an expanding universe.
Last time we checked, the world been the same since it started.
Yeah, so what I said was we live in an expanding universe. Yeah, I didn't say anything about planet Earth.
If the Big Bang happened, right? If it did all that.
I guarantee you have no clue what the Big Bang is.
It is. You guys think some kind of rocks or whatever came down and started forming.
Oh my God, you're dumber than I thought! And I thought you were really dumb!
I know, it's hurting your feelings.
It's okay. No, it's not.
Look what you believe in the Big Bang.
You believe that the Big Bang is some rocks came down, which is so unbelievably stupid. Would you like to know what the Big Bang actually is?
Whatever came down created
nothing came down. Okay. I'm an educator, so I don't want you to make this mistake ever again. So I'll tell you what the Big Bang is, so you don't go around sounding like such an idiot in the future. The Big Bang is a physical theory that describes how the universe expanded from an initial state of high density and temperature. So we live in a universe that is expanding. It's still true. So when you asked why did it stop, it didn't stop. The universe is still banging. It's still big, and it is still banging. Daddy!
Where? Show me.
Everywhere.
The Big Bang stopped the first day. After
that doesn't make any sense. After the universe expanded from an initial state of high density and temperature. The universe is still expanding, so it is still ongoingly evolving, changing into a state of lower density.
Last time we checked, we got the same space.
We checked. Who is we?
Everybody in the whole world. We got the same 8 planets, or 7 now.
You are so unbelievably stupid. Why are you talking about how many planets there are? What the Big Bang is it's a description of space itself expanding. It has nothing to do with the number of planets that there are.
Space or not?
What?
Are the planets in space or not?
Does space expanding mean the number of planets change? No. Was your question irrelevant? Yes.
Space, time, and matter are made, right? And all that.
Are they?
Why did it stop? Why isn't there more planets?
It didn't stop.
Then where's the rest of the planets?
What does that have to do with anything? Again, you're asking an irrelevant question because you don't know anything about this topic. Remember earlier when you said, wait, do cigarettes turn into hookahs? Because you didn't understand evolution. And now you don't understand the Big Bang.
Where are the rest of the planets?
They're all over the place. We discovered the first exoplanets in the 90s. Do you want me to get you a list of them? Because I don't know their names off the top of my head, but I could get you a list of them. Do you want to know? Do you want to know about some other planets?
Rest of the space, where's the rest of the Earth? All that stuff. Where's everything at? How come they found all just the certain parts that they want you to believe, but everything else they can't find it? Why?
What are you talking? Do you think the Earth is flat?
No.
Because you're talking just like all the flat earthers I talk to, and I talk to a lot of them.
No, but where's the rest? Where's the rest of the everything? Where's the Big Bang? Where's the rest of the
planets? Where's the rest of everything? Go outside and look around, and you will see the rest of everything. If you want to see more things, buy a telescope. If you want to see more things, perhaps become a professional astronomer so you get access to better telescopes.
Let me guess. You live in... a basement probably, and you play Call of Duty. You're
My
probably
house
a
doesn't even
40-year-old.
have a basement. It's interesting that you're attacking me, the individual.
You're
It's
probably
because
a
you feel
40-year-old
small, so now you
virgin.
need to try to make me feel small. But no, me
I'm
big.
not.
In fact, me very big. I'll just make myself even bigger. There, can't make me small. Look at how big I am. And look at how tiny you are. Ha! Look at how tiny.